B-Pod Studios.
I love when they do the vocal fry.
No.
Uncut Gems.
Is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Morning, morning!
Uncut Jam.
Good morning. Love that. Welcome to your Friday. It is March 25th, 2022. Loren seems to be busy doing some stuff off air.
I didn't have a cord, and I didn't know where it was, and Loren's helping me out.
Yeah. Ah, give Roy his cord back.
I didn't take it.
Yeah.
You're a cord thief, aren't you?
Yes. No, you're right.
Let me tell you how...
It just never made it to him.
Right. And typically, Nicole sits there right beside me, and she didn't. And I'm so lazy. If it's not beside me, I think that it's not here.
Right.
Like, God forbid I take two steps around the corner and take a look.
Well, it is Friday. We got the legendary Friday free-for-all throwback hit starting at 7:45 this morning.
We have Justin Bieber concert tickets.
Yes, we do.
It's going to be a great show. You're not going to want to go anywhere.
Also, John Mayer fans are going to want to be listening at some point during the show today. We got an announcement for you.
Yeah, the Mayer announcement. I forgot about it.
I mean, my gosh, what else is going on? Loren, what's going on in your world this morning?
Yesterday was my day off of going out. I went yesterday and got a facial, and then just spent the afternoon at home and chilled out because I needed to. Today, however, I have a swing set being built in my backyard, which I have to go and manage. And then I'm going to the Hornets game tonight with my husband.
Oh, that's fun.
Why do you have to manage the swing set construction?
Because we're not 1,000% sure that it's going to fit where we bought it for. Mm. So they're going to have to cut the swing set to fit the space, or we're going to have to find another space in the yard for it.
Okay.
So it needs managed.
No, I like the complicated cutting a swing set. I like that plan.
Well, that's, I guess, what this company does. Like, they customize it. But I'm afraid that if we cut it, it's going to be too small. So
you know that I have a ride-on lawnmower, like a professional one that I got, and I hit the slide, and I knocked the slide off of my kid's swing set, so I had to put that in before my wife got home. So that was, I did that yesterday.
Okay.
Tell Roy and everyone where you'll be sitting for tonight's game.
Courtside.
Yeah, brag about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, our seats?
No. In front of our seats.
Our seats are pretty much courtside.
I really don't know where the seats are.
The Beasley Media Group have really good seats, but Loren's going to be sitting in front of those seats.
How?
I've just been told that they're courtside.
A client.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's very nice.
Who are they playing tonight? I don't even know.
They are.
I'll find it before you.
Probably.
Speaking of clients, I got to convince. Never mind.
What?
The Jazz. Utah.
Same time. Hold up.
That's very cool. Are you literal court feet on the court?
I don't know. I don't know.
You better dress like you are.
Yeah, because that's where celebrities sit.
I know. And now there's a lot of pressure on me because, you know, I typically rent my wardrobe and I don't have anything in my hand right now.
You look beautiful. Wear this.
Thanks. No, I can't wear this. I have sneakers on.
I hate to say, well, put Jordans on.
Yeah.
I mean, they're Golden Gooses. They're nice shoes.
Yeah, your outfit looks great.
Thanks.
I hate to say it, but they did a countdown of the best-looking front rows, and, like, Memphis and Charlotte came in last.
Ooh.
So that's a lot of pressure.
It's placed a little weird.
New Orleans was in the bottom. San Antonio was in the bottom. You know, obviously New York in the top, L.A. in the top, Brooklyn,
Boston. We don't have celebrities that come that often, though, you know?
Yeah.
You watch any of those L.A. games, you might see a celeb sitting down there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. Have fun.
Thanks.
Yeah. It's very good.
No more pressure, right?
I now want
to
go.
I'm literally, like, texting somebody right now to dress me tonight.
I want to go get our seats, which are behind those, so I can throw things at you.
Yeah, throw popcorn at her. Roy, I know you have something you want to tell us, but just to keep up with the basketball theme, everybody's brackets were busted last night. Nicole, did you see what happened? Did you see Upset Central? Okay, so Duke won. Villanova won.
Ugh.
Arkansas beat the number one overall team, Gonzaga, last night, and Houston beat another number one seed, Arizona. So Arizona and Gonzaga out. I had them in my finals, Gonzaga on the left, Arizona in my right. My bracket is cooked.
I had Duke, so I'm good.
Duke is still in.
Wow, good
for
you.
And I'm actually pretty sure I had Houston.
Good for you. UNC plays tonight also, so does my favorite team, Kansas. Over to you, Roy.
So yesterday, I partook in activities of being a secret shopper, and I loved it.
That's exciting.
I loved it.
That's awesome. At 6:50 this morning, we're going to talk more about it.
I found a new calling in life.
Wait, just tell us, how did you get picked to be a secret shopper?
I watched a YouTube, and this person's like, I never eat, I never pay for food, I never do this. He was talking about how much money he saves because he's a secret shopper. And I was like, oh, let me hop on one of those lists. Well, I got accepted like the other day, and I get all the emails because he blasts out the secret shopper saying, hey, sign up. I made like $240 yesterday.
I know you're going to share that thing with me.
I loved it.
I made too. And you didn't have to pay for anything.
No. Oh, they reimburse. Well, you do pay for stuff, whatever.
And then they reimburse you.
And then
you,
they
right?
reimburse yeah. you, and then they pay you like $40 on top of that.
Yeah, you're going to need to share that.
Oh, it's amazing.
I opened
up like 8 bank accounts yesterday.
I want to talk more. Because I don't think I fully understand. Like, I thought a secret shopper was you go into a store and you tell, it's like kind of undercover bossy.
You do that as well. Like, I went to a Spectrum store and I took pictures outside and I went in.
Oh, this is so up your alley. Oh.
Okay. I loved it. I think I really made like almost $300 yesterday.
Awesome. We'll talk about that at 6:50 this morning. And like we said, throwback hits come your way at 7:45. Oh, we're going to play a fun game at 7 a.m. this morning. Loren and I are going to play Nicole and Roy in a game that had been hidden in our office that we found. It's called Watch Your Mouth.
I am not excited about this.
I am.
I feel like I need to bleach my teeth and get a drool rag or something.
They had the thing in your mouth, and then you have to guess what they're saying.
You're doing a pretty good job. I can understand you clearly.
Yeah, that's good. Yesterday, I was awful.
We tried yesterday, and Manny and I, we did like a flash round, just the two of us, because we knew we were going to be partners. And I didn't get anything he was saying. Nothing.
Loren and I are getting partners. You and Nicole are getting honey together.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. I think me and Nicole's got it, though. We're pretty good.
Could you talk just how you're speaking now? Because I did understand everything.
I might have the thing in backwards. Maybe that's why it was easier. Anyway, that's at 7 a.m. this morning. So much to do. Let's get to work.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
So I told you there was a crazy story. This is from UPI, news organization. Police in Great Britain said officers responded to a report of a dangerous crocodile on the loose.
I would think all crocodiles are dangerous.
Yes. Well, this one was acting dangerously, you know. Now, you grew up in Florida, so you know a thing or two about crocodiles.
Alligators.
I was trying to suck you in.
Yeah.
Bless you, Roy.
Oh, this is going to go on for 15 minutes now.
You got one more in you?
I mean, I'm sure I do. Just give me a minute.
Okay. Here, we'll wait. Ladies and gentlemen. Does Roy have one more sneeze in him? If he does, we're all going to the Super Bowl this year.
It's starting.
Okay.
But it's percolating. It's going to take a minute.
Oh, okay.
You want to do your story.
This is the story now.
If you make him laugh, he won't do it.
Yeah,
I know. You distract me and talk to me.
Yeah. All right, so a dangerous crocodile is on the loose in Great Britain. What? You know, they keep these pets, and the pets grow too big, and people let these crocodiles loose. Police arrive to find very, very scared people outside of a restaurant. When the officers responded to the location in Queensborough on the island of Sheppey, they said that a jogger had called it in, and everybody at the restaurant was staying back, and the crocodile was being very snappy. Fortunately, it turned out to not be real. It was a 2-foot-long toy.
Oh, really?
What?
Yes. Police said the object was confiscated to prevent any further confusion and have no idea where the toy came from.
This exact same thing happened with a tiger. I think in United Kingdom. What's going on?
A fake tiger?
Yes, the police responded to reports of a loose tiger. That's it. You can read about it at kiss951.com. Police get there, and it's a massive stuffed animal.
Hello, 611.
Yes?
Get down there as soon as you can.
611. Because they have weird numbers.
And they're never, like on 911 here, they're like, 911, Traverse. You know, like, very, like, they're like, hello, good day to you, 611.
What's your emergency?
Where do we need to send the brigade? It's all different. There's a crocodile.
and it seems to be snapping at everyone.
Oh.
Oh, you don't say, a crocodile. Well, they're not too familiar with this area, are they? Say, has he eaten anyone?
I don't think so.
All right, then. We'll be sending somebody down into Charlie.
And a Charlie. It's all different.
Okay. I'll keep my eye on this croc.
Keep an eye on her. Make sure she doesn't bite anyone's leg off. All right. Good day. All hail the queen.
They are different there.
This is...
The police is different. Everything is different.
An actual British laugh. Are you ready? We found this guy in London at the Olympics.
That's a good laugh.
That's pretty good.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Shoot, I forgot. We were just talking about Ukraine off the air. And I found this awesome article on Twitter. And I'm trying to find it again.
That's all right. Take your time. It's Friday. We're just, phoning it in. Come on.
Well, I liked the tweet. Now I can't find it. Like, I specifically liked it so that I would have it saved.
Yeah.
And now I can't find it. But it was perspective of someone. Oh, I found it. Here it is. This is perspective of what's going on in Russia. Because I wonder, like we all know Putin's crazy and wild and, does whatever he wants. He's been in office for 100 years. And I'm like, what are the people in Russia? How are they handling this? You don't hear that story, right? So this article I found from Your Tango, it says, I'm Russian, my wife is Ukrainian. Here's how Putin's actions make me feel.
Oh, okay.
You want to hear that real quick?
Sure.
It's not long. It says, my generation, people were born in the late 1990s. This is the Russian person speaking. Was brought up in a dictatorship country with no rights and no ability to voice our minds. We were sold the idea that nothing we do or say matters because, you know what? It really doesn't. We were told that at any point, the modern-day version of the KGB, now called the FSB, might be listening to us. Mm. We were taught that no matter how hard we vote, it won't change anything. Putin will win. What?
No matter how hard we vote, Putin will win. Wow.
It won't change anything. Nobody can do anything, so why bother? We, the people of Russia, are not in charge. We are imprisoned. We're not to blame. It's not our fault. Most people in modern-day Russia are faced with two options. Shut up and get used to it, making the most of our corrupt system, learning to navigate its treacherous waters, or leave.
Well, at least they can leave.
I chose the latter, this person goes on to say. Last year, my wife and I left Russia. Last year, we didn't intend on ever coming back.
He left to Ukraine? He should have gone a little further.
Yeah, right?
Oof.
Almost like Putin was following this guy.
Right.
Because we care about the truth, we want to live a good life. And most of all, we value our ability to say what we think without fear. We're also in our early 20s. We want life, not to just merely exist in the just because we live in Russia. But even though we left, we still feel responsible for what our country is doing to the rest of the world. What a powerful sentence. And given that my wife's family is Ukrainian, we feel torn apart by this needless conflict that this old lunatic in charge has summoned. My wife and I met in Russia. We also both agree that the most terrible part of modern Russia is not that most people know the truth and are afraid to voice it. No, that's not. The most terrifying part is that nobody actually knows what the truth is. The moment you cross the Russian border, you enter a separate universe. The rest of the world starts feeling too far away. At times, it feels as if it's not real. You forget what real life is supposed to be like inside the borders of Russia.
Yeah, I would think so.
You know, that's interesting because think about it from the perspective as an American. Like, let's say our president was saying all these things that these countries are doing to us, and so we're invading them to protect ourselves. I would believe my president.
Right.
Iraq
you would
is
think
a perfect
that would
example.
Yeah,
sorry,
I would. Okay. Iraq is a perfect example, or Afghanistan. I can't remember.
Iraq. We were told by President Bush there was weapons of mass destruction,
and there never was.
We needed to go in, and they never found it. Now, that's not to say Hussein wasn't nuts, and Iraq's in a much better spot now. But
Sure. Still,
you're right. How do the rest of the world look at us?
I would. I would believe my leader.
Mm-hmm.
I like what that Lindsey Graham said down in South Carolina. He said, someone should take Putin out.
Thanks, Lindsey.
He did. He's like, someone should kill that guy.
I mean, yeah, I think that conversation's probably been had by every country in the world. Anyway, I just thought that was real interesting. It's a long
It's a long read, but we'll retweet it at the MRL show on Insta. It's from your tango, and the person goes into a lot more about how difficult it is to be married to a Ukrainian and be Russian and how her family looks at him.
Mm-hmm.
It is awesome that we have the ability to reach hundreds of thousands of people right now and say whatever we want about the government, and no one could do anything. Now, we could lose listeners.
Right.
Okay, but we won't be thrown in jail.
We have lost listeners. I know we have. We've been told that we, I used to listen to you guys, but then I didn't like the way you were talking about the protests or, you know, I don't like having gay characters on the show. And it's like, okay, then we're not for you.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. But we'll never have to worry about the police, CMPD knocking on the door and being like, hey, quit talking about the mayor. You know, right. That won't happen.
You're right, Roy. God bless. Okay, so that's the heavy part of the Friday. I wanted to get that out of the way. Now we have to turn the page, and I've got to find out, and I know Loren is already dying to find out, how Roy became a secret shopper yesterday. Mm-hmm.
It was liberating.
Great. On top of the Russians thing, now you're saying it's liberating.
Secret shopping's a whole experience.
All right, I want to find out as much as I can about it coming up next.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
I enjoy you guys. I listen to you every morning, regardless of where I am. I listen to you through the app, and I just love to listen to y'all.
On Kiss 95.1.
Yes, listen to us wherever you are, not just on the radio. You can listen to us on the Kiss 95.1 app, on the Alexa. Just say, Alexa, play Kiss 95.1, and you'll hear Roy go, hello!
Hello! Just kind of like that.
I leave it on for my dog when I'm out of town or out of the house so that she hears my voice.
Nice.
Yeah.
So yesterday was so much fun. I was a secret shopper. Oh, it was amazing.
You're so
always
excited
involved. What do you mean I'm always involved? I got emails and they're like, you want to make $80 by opening up a bank account?
You delete that.
What? No. Well, I would say, had I not signed up for the service and I got that message in an email, I would think it was spam and I probably wouldn't click on it. But now that I know and you told me what it is, I'll go and sign up for it.
Yes. And so what it is, you sign up, you give them all your details, and then they send you emails daily. And they say, hey, you know, we have a $35 job here, a $15 job here, an $80 job here. And then if no one accepts the job, the next day, I'll be like, all right, $40 job plus $20 bonus. It gets more and more and more money.
Nice.
Until finally somebody accepts it.
The secret shopper job, which is basically like undercover boss, where you go and you do something.
I evaluate the whole store.
So the store has hired this company that you're a contractor for to tell them how the service is and all that.
Yes. Yeah, so gotcha. Yes. And so yesterday, I did.
Only you.
It's fun.
How did you even find it?
I was watching a YouTube about a guy who, it was like a financial YouTube on CNBC, and he's like saved so much money, and he does secret shopping. And he gets like almost $1,000 a month just in secret shopping. And I'm like, I want $1,000 in a month.
Right.
Nicole, would you do this?
Yeah, I would do it.
Oh my gosh. So I go to, I don't even know if I'm allowed to tell you this. So I go to Spectrum. And
I wouldn't have said the name of the place, but okay.
And you have to, like, take a photo of the outside, and you have to, like, make notes about, you know, you can't make notes while you're in the store.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to, like, remember everything, which is already a tough battle for me.
Oh, yeah, you have the worst memory.
But you, like, walk in, you take a photo on the outside, you walk in, they're like, go use the restroom, because they want to evaluate the bathroom situation, how things are clean. You're going to go talk to any rep. You don't approach them. Let them approach you. See how long it takes for them to approach you. And then you have to remember, like, the name of the person. But luckily, that stuff's on the receipt anyway. And typically, you have to make, like, a small purchase or have some sort of interaction proof that you can then scan, send to the company, and they reimburse you.
So if you buy, let's say you go into the Verizon store, since you've already said that, or Verizon, Spectrum or whatever, and you buy a phone case. Mm-hmm. They're going to reimburse you for the phone case pay you?
Yes, and you get a free phone case.
Nice.
Yeah, Nicole, do you hear this? This is you.
I hear this loud and clear. Me too, girl.
I didn't have to buy anything. Yesterday, I just showed up, and I asked about auto pay. They said, ask a billing question, and they wanted to know how, you know, deep it goes into bill, how deep they'll go into billing.
Let me say something.
Yeah.
This is not for you. I'm listening to this, and I'm thinking to myself, I don't have the time. I don't have the energy. You are already busy doing 1,000 things. This is for Roy and Nicole.
But, I swung in and I got paid $80 to make up 50 to have a 15-minute conversation.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I have 80 things to do already anyway, so I'm out and about. So if I can just swing in somewhere and make $80, yeah, why not?
The cobbler doesn't need to be secret shopped. The grandfather clock store doesn't need to be secret shopped.
But the bank next to the cobbler might need to be secretly shopped.
The masseuse, the Botox place, those don't need to be shopped.
Yeah, is there Botox on the...
I don't think so. But it's great. Even like car washes. So like with car washes, you go in and they'll pay you back for the car wash and they'll pay you $20.
Do you...
And you just fill out a form online
that's
afterwards.
That's what I was going to ask. That's what you have to give like a full report?
Yeah, it's not as in-depth. It's like, what time did you go? Rate the bathrooms. It's like any other customer satisfaction survey.
So what's next in Secret Shopper Roy's repertoire?
Well, I can't tell you where I'm going next, but watch out.
Like Roy is so recognizable. I would say, like, out of all of us on the show, people come up to you the most. So now, anytime you walk into a business, people are going to think you're secretly shopping them.
Yeah.
How you doing, sir? How you doing? Yeah. Good to see you.
They're going to be all over you. Yeah.
It does say on all the paperwork.
Can I get you a drink?
It does say on the paperwork to, like, keep a low profile. And I'm like, they have not met me. Low profile is not me at all.
Boy walks in. Tries to sneak to the corner.
Yeah, I'm wearing, like, a big overcoat.
Excuse me, sir. Can I help you? Oh, God.
Sunglasses.
Sorry about that. Someone says, mystery shopping is great. I've been doing this side hustle for 7 years. I make an extra $600 a month and eat for free.
Yes. Yeah.
Sonic, et cetera.
Let me tell you, when I got paid $90 to open up a bank account, and it's great because the banks go back in and close your accounts.
You don't have to do anything.
You don't have to do anything. You just create the account, and then they'll go back in and close it later. Oh,
you're everybody's best friend this morning. We just got about 20 text messages asking if you can give the website out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
It's like three friends who want you to be part of their circle.
On Kiss 95.1.
Okay, let's have some fun this morning. It's Friday. We got throwback hits coming up and Justin Bieber concert tickets. Let's play What's Your Mouth?
Now, we've had this game for a while. It was buried in our office, and since COVID, we never went back to our office. We literally walked from the elevators to the studio back to the elevators. Mm-hmm. And now, since things have calmed down a little bit, we made it to our office, and we found the Watch Your Mouth game.
So there's these plastic pieces that you stick into your mouth, and it makes it hard for people to understand you. Because your mouth is glued open. And with your teeth exposed.
It's like a dental tool.
It is just like a dental tool.
Good job, right? That's what I just said.
Yeah. Yeah, I can understand you.
Maybe you two should be partners.
No.
So what we're going to do is, Manny and Lebrady, you guys are going to be a team. Nicole and myself, we're going to be a team. Mm-hmm. What's that, bud?
First one to three gets three wins.
First one to three wins. We're going to hold up, the person's going to read from a card. They're going to say it, and then their partner's going to try to guess it. Okay. Is everybody ready?
We did a con here.
What? I'm not doing this if she laughs at me.
No, it's her.
I'm sorry. Listen, it's going to be equally as funny when I do it, but...
We did a coin flip off the air. Roy and Nicole won. Nicole will read first to Roy.
Okay. Nicole's putting the mouthpiece in.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Stop.
She's competitive, dude, so...
Okay.
Right. Hark!
Fork.
No.
York.
Hork.
Fork.
No. Pork and beans.
Oh. Pork and beans.
Kill my belly.
Pork and beans kill my belly.
Kill my belly.
Pork and beans chill my belly.
Chill.
What?
They chill my belly.
They chill in your belly.
They chill it.
They feel it?
They feel it.
They'll pork and beans kill my belly.
Kill my belly with an F.
Oh, fill my belly. Yes. Pork and beans fill my belly.
Hey. Okay.
Pork and beans fill my belly. Is that what it was?
Okay. That's hilarious. She's so competitive. Like, she doesn't want to do it. She doesn't want to do it. And then she starts, and she is just all in.
Is there a time thing to this?
There's a time.
Okay.
You guys made it in time. There's a sand thing. But if you guys think that hearing this on the radio is funny, wait till you see it on our video that we post. All right, Loren, go ahead. You can ask to me now.
Okay.
You ready?
No.
Put that in. Put that little piece in your mouth.
Sorry, I'm going to laugh at you just like you laughed at me. Okay.
Roy and Nicole have one. First team to three. We got to move fast. Here we go.
Okay. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Yes!
All right, I'm putting them
one to one.
Roy, talk to me.
I am going to hire you.
Bees are hard with it in.
All right, here we go. I don't even know what this is. Right, here you go. Ah!
Come on!
Peter
Pan.
Peter Potter.
Harry Potter.
No. Peter Pan.
Peter Pan.
Peanut Butter.
Peanut Butter.
Is. Hallahall. Hallahall. Peter Pan. Peter Potter. Is. Hallahall.
Peter Pan. Peanut butter
is
eligible.
Time's running out.
Hallucinogenable.
No.
Time's running out.
It's
had a good time.
It's hallucinogenable.
It's had a palate adjustable.
Yeah, okay. Hallucinogenable.
It's a palate.
Yeah.
Time.
What was it?
Peter Pan peanut butter is palatable. What type of card is that?
That is a hard one.
All right, you guys ain't going there. Lorraine, you got to get one here.
All right,
ready?
Let's go.
Hi, Dum Dum.
Hi, Dum Dum.
Yes!
Oh, my gosh!
You picked the easy
one. Easy cards.
I'm going right at the top.
I got rigged.
All right, Roy, look at me.
Okay.
2-1.
Look at me.
I'm looking at you. Okay. Go.
Portable leaf blower.
It's a portable leaf blower.
You're damn right. Okay.
Listen to me. We win it if you do this.
No pressure.
Okay. These are hard.
1-1. First team to three.
It's
and
2-2.
Watch your, 2-2. First one to three and watch your mouth wins. Go. Put it in your mouth.
Okay.
So we can't understand you.
Land. Yay.
What?
Land.
Land.
With a V.
Land with a V? Van.
Running out! Right, we have a chance!
Eternal Yummy.
That's so difficult.
Something Bumblebee Tuna.
Land.
Land Bumblebee Tuna?
Kind of. With a different letter in front.
Canned.
Canned Bumblebee Tuna is better!
No!
Land!
It's gone! We have a chance! Land! The beads are so hard!
All right, let's do this. Bland. Let's do a song. No. We are tied, and when we come back, we will have the winner in Watch Your Mouth.
You're listening to the MRL Show On Demand podcast. You can listen live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on Kiss95.1 or online at kiss95.1.com.
All right, so yeah, we're playing Watch Your Mouth. Me and Nicole's a team. Manny and Lorenz a team. First to three wins. We have a timer. It's a plastic piece that goes in your mouth that makes it hard to enunciate.
It is 2-2. Roy, you are up for the win if you and Nicole can get this. Go.
All right, I got it. Huh?
Okay.
Hans?
Are you serious?
My Hans?
My nose?
No, my yawn.
My yawn?
I have. My honey.
Your tummy.
No. I have.
Your lungs.
No. I have. Russell sauce.
Russell sauce.
No.
There's no way.
I have. Russell sauce.
My mom's special sauce.
Okay. The hairstyle.
My mom got it now.
Russell.
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 Special.
No. It is like Russell. Russell.
Tessel.
There's a thing in front of Russell.
Watch their time.
Time's running out.
I like Russell Strutz.
You like Brussels sprouts? Okay. My mom's Brussels sprouts! Yeah!
My mom's Brussels sprouts is right!
Yes!
Nicole is standing on top of the counter in here. Full victory mode. There's nobody more competitive in the world than Nicole. Good for you guys. People are loving the watch your mouth. You guys need to do this every Friday. Y'all are killing me this morning. Ha ha ha. I'm dying laughing in the car all by myself. Nicole and Roy with the greatest comeback of all time.
Seriously.
Maybe we will bring this game back. It seems like people had fun with watch your mouth. Congratulations, team. You win nothing.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren. On KISS 95.1.
So we got a lot of text messages from people loving the Watch Your Mouth game. Roy and Nicole beat Loren and I. We'll have the video of that up a little later on. But Nicole responded to everyone who said how funny it was and how much they loved it with what? What did she respond with? Can you read that, Loren?
She responded with, thanks for listening. Love the champs. The champion. Mm.
Cocky much?
Uh-huh.
I just noticed that you never really respond to texts or engage too much when it's not about you being great.
You might be onto something. So if you want to get through to the studio, you have to text whatever you want and then say, I love Nicole, at the end of it.
And if we play next week and if we win next week, then it's going to be love the two-time champs.
So are you and I going to be a thing? Are we always going to be a team?
I think we're a thing.
All right. I like it.
We might run it back next week and try and get a victory.
I think we'll be good.
So real quick, Nicole, you can stay on for this too because you love dogs. But my dog, Cora, love her. Talked about her a lot on the show. She's a two-year-old boxer I adopted from the Carolina Boxer Rescue. And she's a big girl. She's like 60 pounds, all muscle. Beautiful dog, brindle boxer. And everybody in the neighborhood loves her. The neighbors across the street love her so much because she stayed there for a while when we first got her and my mother-in-law brought her dog down. Her dog doesn't get along with other dogs, so she stayed there with this family. So she goes over and sees them, sometimes not on the leash. So I was putting the harness on her, and she saw the wife outside, so Cora ran outside. Mm-hmm. So I know that they like her. This was on Sunday morning, so I didn't really rush to get her. And I went back in, I got my shoes on, and then I, like, waltz back out, and Amanda comes downstairs, and she goes, where's Cora? I was like, oh, she's over, you know, with the Gauches. She goes, babe, they're having a birthday party. I was like, oh, no. Yeah, for their daughter. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So I go over. The wife and the husband have Cora, like, by the, you know, by the collar, because I didn't have the harness on. She wouldn't let me put it on. She took off before I could put the harness on. And they're like, hey, here's Cora. She wanted to come to the party and hit the pinata and have fun. A lot of the kids were scared. Yeah, the two kids don't like dogs. Oh. Sorry, she can't come over. And I'm like, no, I get it. It was my fault. Like, yeah. I didn't let her out to come see you.
It wouldn't make me so nervous to let my dog just run loose in a neighborhood.
She escaped.
Yeah, I know, but that's like a thing. You let her typically do that.
Ultimate goal is I don't want her on leash. I want her to be an off-leash sack dog, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But my fear is the cars driving up and down.
Right.
You know? Well, remember we had sack cat.
Yeah.
Now we have sack dog. Yeah, I like my dog to be able to roam.
Right.
And she wants to go, man. I'm inviting Nicole and Finley over on Saturday for a doggy play date.
Yeah, it'll be their first time meeting. Finley is an old man, though, so I'm a little nervous.
That's why I'm not bringing my dog Callie around that young Cora. Much energy.
She just needs to be trained first. She'll be fine.
Whoa. She's doing great. She has two-year-old energy, that's all, and she's big.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to help you out.
Finley's bigger, so maybe that'll...
I think they'll get along. She's friendly. She really is.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on KISS 95.1.
Hold on, Loren. I'll get you a name here in a second that crashed on me. Oh, okay. Jenny.
Jenny.
In Indian Land.
Hello, Jenny.
Good morning.
Jenny, good morning. First timer on Can't Beat Loren, huh?
I am, yes. I am so ready to play. My husband and kids make fun of me all the time with my celebrity knowledge, so I thought this would be a perfect fit for me.
All right, let's see how you do.
All right, thanks.
Get her out of the studio there, Jenny.
All right, Loren, you know what to do. Get on out.
I'm going.
All right, headphones down. Loren's leaving the studio, and she is... Oh, gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, Michael Bublé admits that he and his wife are Swifties. This means he's a fan of what pop star?
Taylor Swift.
Britney Spears was thinking about getting her girls done. Which ex of hers does she have children with?
Kevin Federline.
This pop star, known for hits like Good For You and Driver's License, officially has her own film that goes behind the scenes of her writing her debut album. What is her name?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Heidi Montag claims that she could have been a big pop star had it not been for this pop star who has a fan base called the Little Monsters.
Lady Gaga.
And question five, more performers have been added to next week's Grammy Awards. What network is that show airing on? Tough number five.
Ooh.
Three. Two.
CBS.
What'd you say?
CBS.
All right, come on in, Loren. We might have a new champ today.
We might have a new champ is right. Jenny and Indy and Lynn got them all correct, which means I won't tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
Get the free cheer wine ready.
Why?
Because you're not going to get five
Don't
right.
Psych her out.
She's up on pop. Let her,
all right, here we go. Let's see. I will be impressed if you know. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, Michael Bublé, you know him? Michael Bublé admits that he and his wife are Swifties. This means he's a fan of what pop star?
Taylor Swift.
Question two, Britney Spears was thinking about getting her girls done. Which ex of hers does she have kids with?
Kevin Federline.
This pop star, known for hits like Good For You and Driver's License, officially has her own film that goes behind the scenes of her writing her debut album. What is her name?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Question four, Heidi Montag claims that she could have been a big pop star had it not been for this pop star, whose fan base call themselves the Little Monsters.
Lady Gaga.
More performers have been added to next week's Grammy Awards. What network can we watch that show on?
I think Grammys or CBS. I'm not 100% sure.
But she guessed too. She guessed right.
Right.
She got all five correct. She guessed right.
Did she say the same thing?
Loren, it is time for us to put that cheer one away because, yes, CBS is correct. It is a tie.
Jenny.
Nice.
Great job. They had me going, though. All right. It is a tie. Unfortunately, ties stay with the house, so we're going to make you say it.
All right. My name is Jenny. I'm from Indian Land, South Carolina. I cannot beat Loren, but I can certainly tie her.
You're listening to the MRL Show On Demand podcast. You can listen live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on Kiss 95.1 or online at kiss951.com.
Christine and Lenore, you're on with the legendary Friday free-for-all.
Hi.
What's going on this morning, Christine? What are you up to?
I'm heading into work, and I have this big presentation, and I just wanted to hear something, like, really peppy, and your music always gets me, like, going, and I wanted to be able to be ready and raring to go when I do my presentation today.
I would say go in and just turn the free-for-all on and be like, ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please?
Mm-hmm.
This is the legendary Friday free-for-all. Now get up and dance. All right, Christine, well, good luck in your presentation.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah.
You're listening to the MRL Show On Demand podcast. You can listen live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on Kiss 95.1 or online at kiss951.com.
Stacy and Concord, welcome to the Mandy Roy and Debray Morning Show.
Hey, thanks.
Stacy, what are you doing this morning that has you listening to the Friday free-for-all?
I'm just on my way to pick up some friends from the airport that I haven't seen in the longest time. I've got a bachelorette party this weekend.
Ooh-wee.
Nice. Is it your bachelorette party?
Oh, no. It's my friend. I'm doing the airport runs for her. That's what is keeping me in a good mood while I'm doing all these airport runs. So thank you.
So you're the one that's going to be spending a lot of money this weekend. Okay.
That's right, yeah.
You're listening to the MRL Show On Demand podcast. You can listen live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on Kiss 95.1 or online at kiss95.1.com.
Okay, it's our last pair of Justin Bieber concert tickets that we're giving away here on the Main Number One, the Ram Morning Show. Fitaway is still going to have another pair this afternoon, but let's go ahead and play Finish the Lyric. Who is this?
Hello?
Who is this?
Oh, boy.
Hi, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hold on 1 second.
Oh.
Oh, hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, turn your radio off. Just listen to us through the phone. We don't want to confuse you, okay?
All right, got it.
All right. Are you ready to play Finish the Lyric?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your name?
Tara, T-A-R-A.
T-A-R-A, Tara. And where are you calling us from?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay, let's go ahead and play. Listen closely.
Okay.
Once the lyric stops, you got to say what comes next, okay?
Okay.
We're just friends. What are you saying? Said there's another in the right in my eyes. My first love broke my heart for the first time, and I was like,
baby, 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 oh, like baby, 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 oh.
Baby, baby,
yeah! You all got Justin Bieber concert tickets!
Woo!
Congratulations. Who are you going to go to the show with April 5th at the Greensboro Coliseum?
Well, probably one of my best friends, but three of them will have to fight for the spot. So.
I always say let them fight for your love.
Yes.
That is awesome. Congratulations. By the way, congratulations to all of our winners who finished the lyrics this week. We went 5 for 5.
Mm-hmm.
So good for you guys. Enjoy the show. Have a great time. Like Roy said, if you're not as lucky as Tara in Charlotte, 5 p.m. today, Fenway has your last shot of tickets to go see Justin Bieber on April 5th, okay?
Awesome.
Thanks, Tara. Hang tight. Okay. Producer Nicole probably needs more information. Now, that's not the only concert information we have for you. There's another concert, and we've got your tickets for it. We'll tell you who's coming and how you can win tickets this Monday. Don't go anywhere.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Thank you so much for
making
my day.
On Kiss 95.1.
She was excited.
And one speaker.
Only one speaker, but she was excited.
She was sitting next to you in the car.
Right.
All right, so women are sharing the most cringeworthy things that they did while they're in love. And I got to be honest, they really are kind of cringy. And they're even admitting it.
When they were in love, these are the cringy things they did, like got a tattoo with their boyfriend's name on it.
I have a friend who got a tattoo.
Does she regret it?
Yes, for multiple reasons.
It's the name near her area. Okay.
Yeah.
My buddy Eric did that.
So it was the guy's initials, and then her next like few boyfriends, she had to like, obviously people had questions.
Yeah. Is this like a check-in? Do I write my name as well, or is this like a sign-in book?
It was pretty bad. We gave her hell for a really long time.
I remember my friends Mike and Lisa, I love them to death. They have a huge dining room table, and whenever you go visit their beach house, you crawl underneath the table and you sign the bottom
of
it.
That is cool.
It's a very cool. So all the guests who come by who do dinner parties, you sign. And like she treats her thing as the dining room table. You sign underneath while you're in. Just crawl under and sign away.
Amy, we're running out of room. Yeah, I know. The pandemic's been really tough on me.
Now, I don't know if any of these can top that. She would kill me, by the way, if she knew I told that story.
She's probably in Florida, right?
She is.
Yeah, so who cares? Your Florida friends are the best.
Yeah. Well, we won't make this one a video. All right. So anyway, people are saying that they got broken up with and frantically called their ex 50 times after he ghosted them. You can't call somebody 50 times. That power calling only works in an argument.
I've been broken up with and I didn't want to be broken up with. And I was like begging to have another chance.
Yeah, there's a lot of
shameful.
There's a lot of begging on here. So someone said the night that we broke up, I sat in my car in his driveway for 30 minutes and cried like that was going to help.
Mm.
I flew across an ocean to convince a guy who I used to date and I still had feelings for that he should choose me instead of the other girl.
Wow, she flew across the ocean?
Mm-hmm. Across.
Mm-hmm. That's a Pennsylvania thing.
Across the ocean. Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's just Pennsylvania.
Yeah. It's very Pittsburgh. And then this one is probably, I think, the worst one. I paid off his debt, hoping it would put him in a better mood and that he would stay with me because of it.
Oh.
Hmm.
Oh. So you paid off the debt and you didn't get anything out of it. Oh, and he got off scot-free.
Oh. Man, that's sad. Oh, I hate that. It just, a lot of times when I got broken up with, I wanted it to be on my terms, not on her terms. So I was like, let's get back together and talk about this so that we could break up mutually. And she'd be like, no, it's over. I'm not getting back with you. Just so we could talk about a mutual breakup, you idiot. No, it's over. So, all right, we'll do another song. We'll do a quick commercial. When we come back, we found this really funny article. It's about people snacking in weird places. Like somebody, and I think we got it off of Reddit, and somebody said that they snack underneath the stairwell because they don't want their husband to know that they're eating cookies and crackers and stuff.
I've seen somebody go
outside the apartment down into their stairwell.
I've seen someone snacking in the waiting room at a doctor's office. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird. On the list, too. All right, we'll get into that. Coming up, it's the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Yeah, let's see guys every day on the way to work.
On KISS 95.1.
All right, so we've been telling you that after giving away Justin Bieber tickets all week long, we have another concert giveaway for you this coming Monday. Are you ready?
Yes.
Monday morning, every hour, we will give away a pair of tickets to John Mayer.
Hey!
We're calling it Mayor Monday!
Oh, I can't wait. Get to hear this. I'm trying to think which one was my favorite Mayor song.
I'm pumped. I'm going.
We got the afternoon.
Isn't your wife going to go and try to divorce you?
She loves John Mayer, doesn't she? I'm driving her to the John Mayer concert. He'll be driving her home. She loves Mayer. We're going for our anniversary. I got us some tickets.
All right, so make sure you're listening Monday. Monday, we have Mayer Monday. We're going to be giving out John Mayer tickets all morning long with the Mania Boy and the Red Morning Show.
I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
That one's good. And of course, there's this one, which makes us want to go back to high school.
We need to get him to release some new music.
Well, he had that one with Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah,
Half of My Heart.
He did. We don't have that one in our system, I don't think.
Welcome to the real world, she said to me, condescendingly. Take your seat. Take your life. Write it out.
This makes me feel weird.
Would be like, shut up!
Yeah.
I don't want to hear you do it.
All right, Mayor Monday. We got John Mayer tickets for the April 11th show at the Spectrum Center every hour Monday morning starting at 6 a.m.
Okay, secret snack locations.
Mm.
So there's a new survey where it talked about where people secretly snack in some odd places. And in the top of the list, in the hot tub.
What do they eat in the hot tub?
I don't know.
I get having, like, a cocktail in the hot tub. But
yeah, but could you imagine if you have, like, a greasy potato chip and then put your fingers back in the... You've done it, Manny. Look at your face.
I eat pretzels everywhere.
Ugh.
And I like to eat pretzels in the bathtub when I turn the jets on sometimes, so I probably would eat the pretzels in the hot tub.
Doesn't it get soggy?
Maybe. You throw that one on the floor.
Ew.
Okay, so, by the way, a fifth of people said they like to snack in the bath, so you're not alone, buddy.
Yeah.
18% of people say they've snacked on the toilet.
No, I haven't done that.
I have seen people take food into the bathroom.
Oh!
I have seen it.
Oh, somebody said, Jenny in Rock Hill said the bathroom stall at work. I've seen banana peels in the stall trash cans, bags of trips, etc. Like, who are you and why are you okay with eating a stall that 30 other women use? Thank you, Jenny.
I one time brought my bourbon in when I had to go take a shower. That's not weird, right?
I have a drink holder in the shower, so no. That's reserved for Fridays and Saturdays. After working in the yard, I have a beer, put it in the shower.
In a storage room at work. Unusual snacking locations.
Storage room?
Storage room.
I mean, if you got to hide out somewhere.
The shed. A public stairwell.
Emily's a nurse in Concord. She says sick people check into the ER daily and go straight to the vending machines. They'll eat while taking while getting their vitals checked.
That's weird. That's not the right time to be eating. And I would think that if you go to the ER, if you need food, they'll get you food.
Right.
Up in an attic.
Jeez, that's hiding.
Child's playhouse. In a laundry room.
Hey, I've been in a child's playhouse before and was made to have a tea party where I asked for some food.
The number one secret snacking location that Manny is guilty of.
I know it.
In your car.
Yeah, in the parking lot.
While driving.
Yeah. Oh, I do that all the time. Is that strange?
No, it depends. Are you trying to hide? Are you secretly snacking?
No, I just like if I like go through a drive-thru or something, I'm always driving and eating.
Yeah, Manny does it secretly though.
I used to. I'm laying off of fast food for a little while. Just I have a way in.
Yeah, but there was some times where you'd go to the Wendy's and hide in the parking lot.
Oh, totally. And I wouldn't throw a fast food bag away at home. I would throw it away somewhere else, and I'd make sure I have cash so Amanda didn't see the purchase coming out of the account.
That's deep.
Yeah.
Can I say, since you've been eating better, I've noticed that your gas hasn't been as bad in the studio.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It's almost like we've been telling you that for a long time.
Yeah.
And now there's proof that if you have a better diet, you don't fart every 2 seconds in the morning.
Yeah. I'm doing it for you, too.
We'd come in at 5 a.m. and you're passing gas. Like, how's your stomach even doing that? It's too early.
Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on KISS 95.1.
So earlier in the week, producer Nicole was out. She went to see Justin Bieber in Atlanta. And if you missed the hilarious story, when you go to a new city that you've never been to and you want to find some food, you search Yelp and you see what the most likes highest reviewed places are.
Right.
And she did, and when she Yelped wings, she found a place that had the best wings, and it was like 5 out of 5 stars. People gave it killer reviews. But it was in a really weird location, if you remember.
I do. It was inside of an adult entertainment establishment.
She got wings from a strip club. So she had to go in and get the wings. And while, you know, she was 4 feet away from somebody dancing on a pole while she's waiting for her wings in the line. But that got us wondering, like, where are the secret food spots here in the Carolinas?
The Shell gas station right here at South Boulevard and East Boulevard has amazing fried chicken.
Known for it.
Very known for it.
In Memphis, there was a gas station that had good sushi. Like a sushi chef couldn't open up his own store, got fired from a restaurant or left a restaurant and opened up inside of a gas station.
Yeah.
So you knew it was like Kantara, I think the guy's name was. You knew it was like Kantara sushi inside this gas station.
Yeah, I knew a 7-Eleven that had Carini's pizza. It was a really good pizza. Guy, kind of same thing. Lost his business, but he opened up instead of a 7-Eleven.
The last time you and I went out pre-pandemic, we ate at a diner inside of... wasn't it Town and Country Ford?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, Town and Country Ford.
Remember, and we were convinced the guy next to me had COVID?
He has a little coffee.
Yeah, he was.
You guys
know better than us, though. Like, you might have some hidden gems. So why don't you tell us the best secret food spots here in Charlotte that aren't like restaurants? What's the hidden gem?
Hidden gem.
Hey, seriously, when you went to get the wings, Nicole, how long were you in there waiting for them inside the club? While your girlfriend waited for you outside?
At least 10 minutes. Probably like 7 to 10 minutes.
My neighbor found that story hilarious.
It was but the worst part was is if I mean, we were slightly hungover. Like, we were just chill movie night vibes. Like, no bra. I mean, I fit in with the no bra thing, but still.
Nobody was throwing dollars at you.
I look like
though.
A bridge troll.
All right, so the secret food spots in the Carolinas, North or South Carolina, 704-570-9595. Someone says...
Uptown Cabaret has the best breakfast.
I can vouch for that.
It is really good.
Legs and eggs.
I agree.
Grits and...
Legs and eggs, I love it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
It's like three friends who want you to be part of their circle.
On KISS 95.1.
You know, we're talking about secret food spots in honor of producer Nicole, who was in Atlanta and got wings at a adult establishment because that's what Yelp said the best wings were at this location, and she didn't know that the location was a window inside of a strip bar, which I find really funny. But, you know, you find food, really good food, in weird spots. Like, don't forget, Presbyterian Hospital has delicious fried chicken on Wednesdays. And I don't know if they still do, but they used to. And people would leave their work and go to the hospital, to the cafeteria, for the fried chicken.
It's interesting. It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to the hospital ever.
Parking is probably a bear there,
right?
Too.
Yeah. Well, maybe the people walk from around there, you know?
Oh, I don't know about walking.
In China Grove off of 29, someone said it's called the World Gas Station, and it's a hole in the wall. No gas station has the amazing fried chicken that this place has. You'll have to wait hours on Sunday to get in.
Oh, that's interesting. So it says it's World Gas Station, but there's actually no gas. It's only open for amazing fried chicken.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I'll help you read, bud.
Here, can you read this one? That's what I thought. Try it.
Guadalinda is an authentic Guatemalan restaurant.
There you go.
But when you walk in, you question whether or not you actually want to eat there. It has great food, but it's in the rough side of town.
843 said Hot Dog Depot in Rock Hill, best kept secret in South Carolina. I'm going to have to check that place out.
You remember when Home Depot used to have hot dogs?
Oh, yeah. They would cook outside.
Yeah. It was like a cookout every Saturday.
Someone says Landis, North Carolina, has got a place called the World Store, Roy.
Hmm.
People swear by their fried chicken and pizza. I think it's the same thing.
I think that was the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Those are some good little secret places. We'll have more of this up at kiss95.1.com where you could get your secret food inside lesser known places.
All right.
Don't forget, Monday morning we made the announcement. It's Mayor Monday. Your tickets to go see John Mayer every hour starting at 6 a.m. Monday with the MRL show.
Perfect.
Now your celebrity sleeves. It's the Dirty with Loren. Kiss 95.1.
You gonna have your gowns on and your champagne ready for Sunday night's Oscars?
Maybe. It depends on how I'm feeling. I'll definitely have champagne, but you know, it goes either way for me. I might be in my pajamas. I might be in a full length gown.
Ah.
There's no telling.
And you have your nanny Laura ask you questions on the red carpet as you walk down.
She'll probably watch it with me.
Yeah.
We'll make popcorn. It'll be truffle popcorn to go with our champagne.
It's, again, still different, though, because it's a lot of Netflix movies, a lot of pandemic still involved in the movie industry. Maybe next year's Oscars will be more like movie theater movies, you know?
This, so it's the 94th annual Oscars, and Amy Schumer, Regina Hall, and Wanda Sykes are all three hosting.
Awesome.
So it is an in-person live event that stars will get to go to. And you're right, Netflix, The Power of Dog, is leading the noms with 12 going into the night. So Dune is right behind them with 10 nominations. So we'll have to see where it goes from there.
Okay.
But interesting. Yeah, you're right. With the whole Netflix, Hulu, streaming, I don't know if movie theaters will ever recover the way, or at least not within the next few years. Because even if movies like Paramount Pictures are shooting something, they'd be shooting something now. So it would come out like next year or the year after.
Maybe you're right.
So it's going to take a minute, I think.
If Steven Spielberg wins Best Director for West Side Story, he'd be the first director that won an Oscar for a movie in five different decades. I think it's five, going back to the 70s.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you're 70s, right.
70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
2020.
So, Heidi Montag, she claims that Lady Gaga sabotaged her career in music. She says that her song Fashion, that she actually recorded it, and then Gaga came back and took it back and then released it.
Roy, how do we say sabotage?
Sabotage. Mm-hmm. Sabotage. I got news for you, Heidi Montag.
If you That's sing how our boss it, would say her name.
If you sing it, it wouldn't have been famous.
You're right. I mean, it's weird to say, oh, well, if I would have recorded it, it would have been a big hit.
No, it's not true. Lady Gaga was a star.
I agree.
She didn't win the Oscar for A Star Is Born, though.
Mm. Well, and I got to go back and look because I got to see if House of Gucci like fell into that whole thing, because I think that was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I want to see if that comes out this weekend, too.
Anything else before I play you off?
Housewife Teresa went to the hospital for emergency procedure. And yeah. It wasn't cosmetic related, so she should be out within 24 hours.
Also, big concert news coming up at 11 a.m. this morning. You can win your Garth Brooks tickets.
You can't win Garth Brooks tickets.
Oh, you can buy them at 11 a.m.
Yeah,
11 a.m.
Right. It's really... It's soon.
You don't want to say.
No, I don't want to say it. You'll have to Google it yourself. I'm sorry. I'm going to be selfish here for a minute.
We're not going to tell you what time the Garth Brooks tickets go on sale, but it's between 9 and 11.
Yeah.
If you missed anything this week, go and check out the replay on demand. You should always be streaming us no matter where you are. So many people do. You can tell your Alexa to turn us on. We can do that for you. Of course, we have the Rap Party podcast, which will be fun to listen to. It's an additional 15 minutes or so of the MRL show each day. And Mayor Monday.
And John Mayor Monday, starting at 6 a.m., giving away tickets all every hour. It's going to be a big show Monday. Goodbye. Have a good weekend. We got to go. We got to go paint.
Hey, if you missed anything, make sure you go to the website, kiss951.com.
Yeah.
I love you, Karen. Get to sleep, kids. There's always that one guy. He's like, when a big group of people win...
Yeah, all right, now go to bed.
Yeah.
Mommy won.
And it means nothing. It's like so inside.
Yeah.
Get the green thing. All right, have a great weekend.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.